Joining me on the phone right now is Lisa Horbunova. Many of our listeners may remember the Classical Music Festivals campaign we did last month in February, that gorgeous website that tied some of these summer music festivals in Ontario. Well, the marketing, the team behind there, the PR coordinator, was an intern from Ukraine who brought that website to life. Just recently, she went back to Ukraine to support her family. And most recently crossed into Poland, and we can now safely connect with her. Lisa, where in the world are you right now?
Hello, and first of all, thank you for having me on the line. I'm really happy to use my voice and to raise awareness as much as I can. Right now, I'm in Poland.
You're in Poland. And where exactly? How far from the border?
In Warsaw.
In Warsaw.
5 hours from the border.
I do know that section of the world. My family originates from Lublin, which is very close to Lviv on the western border of Ukraine.
Yeah, I know that there are a lot of Ukrainian refugees right now there.
Yes, what does that scene look like right now? Poland has accepted, I think, over 1.3 million refugees at the moment. What was that trip going across the border like?
It was a huge and a long trip, because it started from Dnipro, where we stayed for 10 days. And on the 10th day there, in the middle of the night, a fire started at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant after it was shelled by Russian troops. And then Russian forces seized this Europe's largest nuclear power plant. And it all happened not far from the city where I was and my family was at that time. So we decided to leave. We didn't have a place to stay. We didn't have nothing. We just went in the direction of Western Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And on our way, we called hotels, realtors, volunteers, everyone we could find on the internet. We stopped at many different places on the highway, but everything was booked. And luckily, we found a place at a small hotel in Vinnytsia, and we stayed there for 2 more days. And the distance of less than 600 kilometers took us 24 hours straight without any stops because of the traffic. And we had a tiny room at the hotel with only one bed for 4 of us, but at least it was a bit safer, but just like a bit. Because the next day, the airport in Vinnytsia was bombed. And honestly, I felt like I'm in this popular game, Sea Battle, and your survival depends only on your luck. And so we left Vinnytsia and we went to Rovno. And the next day, we made a very heartbreaking decision. I had to leave to Poland, and then I spent 12 hours on the border and 5 more hours on the road on my way to Warsaw. But the thing that made this way, this long and difficult way, more positive is the kindness and the love, care from people around, volunteers, locals, border guards, territorial defense in Ukraine. Everyone is happy to share their love. Everyone is happy to help. Mm-hmm. This kindness is very important right now for us.
How long were you spending your time in the bomb shelter?
Basically, we heard sirens like 5-10 times per day. And not every time we went to the bomb shelter, because sometimes it was safer just to stay in the apartment, in the hallway.
Okay.
Because it's a place without windows, without mirrors, without glass. But then we heard sirens while we were on the street. We went to bomb shelters and spent there from 1 hour to 6 hours.
Wow. Tell me, Lisa, what are some of the ways that we can help? I know you put together a website. I think the easiest way to find it is to simply Google Linktree, Help Ukraine Global. There's a fantastic series of links there on simple ways that we can help. I know some of my friends and colleagues have booked Airbnb hotels. Of course, they don't plan on staying, but it's just, you know, a way of helping some of the families. We are also doing a Red Cross campaign here. We invite our listeners to visit redcross.ca. What are some other ways?
There are millions of ways to help, depending on what you want. You can donate to the army, you can donate to humanitarian help.
Mm-hmm.
You basically can just Google it, and I think the most popular way for foreigners is through Red Cross or through some Canada services. And
right.
I'm also going to set up a GoFundMe page that we can share with your listeners.
Sure. What's that?
Because there are a lot of friends that suffered from this war, whose houses, apartments were destroyed, and I'll send money directly to them.
Okay. You'll be setting that up, and you'll let us know.
Yeah, sure.
Well, our thoughts, our prayers are with you today. Stay safe. Blessings to your family. Thank you for connecting with us today. We wish you a safe trip back home here to Canada. And we're thinking of you, our Ukrainian brothers and sisters today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. Bye. It was nice talking to you.